You're listening to Living Room on ReachMD. On this episode, we'll hear about challenges in treating rheumatoid arthritis patients with Dr. Robin Doerr. She's a board-certified rheumatologist and an invited lecturer at the University of California, Irvine, in the Division of Rheumatology. Let's hear from Dr. Doerr now.
So some patients will present with a lot of pain and a little bit of swelling, and other patients come in with lots of swelling and very little pain. And so when we're trying to figure out what medicine to use for them, we need to look at the different characteristics of their disease. So if a patient has difficulty breathing, maybe their lungs are affected by their rheumatoid arthritis. If they have a rash, maybe they have a vasculitis related to their rheumatoid arthritis. So because the presentation is so different, that makes it difficult because there's no one treatment for all. The other problem is that patients come in with a pre-existing bias. And so that they'll say, I don't want to take that thing that I see advertised on TV. Or they'll say, I don't want to take this that my neighbor next door takes. So that very often they'll come in with this attitude that I don't want to take anything. Now, I had one attorney who came in and said, give me anything you want to. I want to get better. And I'm immediately thinking of all the potential side effects of the medicine. And that puts me in a spot. The easiest people actually to treat are those who have a friend or relative who has rheumatoid arthritis. So they know how disabling untreated rheumatoid arthritis can be. So it's a lot easier to go through the different treatment regimens with them because they want to take something that's going to prevent them from being like their neighbor or their relative. I talk to patients about the fact that in life, everything has a risk or a benefit. So when I'm talking to them about potential treatments, that's really what I start out with. So we start out with the risk benefit, and then we talk about, well, rheumatoid arthritis can actually cause an early death because it can cause coronary heart disease, it can cause inflammation in the lungs, and that can cause you trouble breathing and perhaps an early death. So once they realize it's not just arthritis, then they're much more willing to at least consider taking a medication that has some potential risk. And I always try to follow the American College of Rheumatology guidelines. So when I'm talking to the patients, I'm saying my recommendations are data-based. And this is what the data suggests. And this is what I'd really like to talk to you about. So when we're talking about switching medications, the American College of Rheumatology recommends that we wait at least 3 months for a certain treatment regimen to be effective. Some of the patients just can't wait that long, and they'll come in and they'll send me a message at 8 weeks, say, Dr. Doerr, this is not working. I just can't take this. And then I'll have them come in and we'll talk about a different alternative. But what the American College of Rheumatology says is after a 3 month period of time, the patient hasn't gone from either high disease activity to moderate disease activity or moderate disease activity to low disease activity, then we're supposed to talk to them about changing medications. Now, certainly if a patient has an adverse event from a medicine, then we change them right away. But otherwise, I'm going to wait that 8 to 12 weeks. And again, talk to them about how my recommendations are data-based. And the American College of Rheumatology says if they're on this drug and it hasn't worked, to go to a drug in a different class. Now, sometimes the patients don't want to change. So they'll have gone from high disease activity to moderate disease activity, and they're so much better. And so my conversation has to be, but you could be even better. And I know it's risky. There's no guarantee that treatment will work, but I want you to think about changing to a different class of medicine that hopefully will work better. And some of them say, I'm happy with the way that I am. I said, well, let's revisit that next time you come in. So it's an ongoing conversation.
That was Dr. Robin Doerr talking about difficulties in managing patients with rheumatoid arthritis. To access this and other episodes in our series, visit Living Room on ReachMD.com, where you can be part of the knowledge. Thanks for listening.